first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorse is not inclined toward optimism in our current political scene.
There are many who acknowledge that the MAGA Republican base is corrupt and insane, but who still cling to the notion that most Republicans are not that extreme. This is a dangerous fiction. The GOP is corrupt to the core. Case in point, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is considered an establishment Republican. Recently, it was revealed that he was one of the coup plotters, working hard to overturn the 2020 election. He is also famous for saying America isn't really a democracy, so we know where his loyalties lie. Supreme Court Justice Thomas's wife also helped plot the coup, and he is now colluding with Governor DeSantis in Florida to help gerrymander the state in favor of the GOP. And QAnon, which was once a fringe movement, has now been fully mainstreamed into the GOP, such that Republicans are accusing all Democrats of being pedophiles. The irony, of course, is that while sexual abuse is not wholly relegated to the right, the GOP has many more high-profile cases in their own ranks than do Democrats. While there are a couple Republicans who still adhere to the truth and constitutional principles, notably Senator Mitt Romney and Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the overwhelming majority have no principles and will lie about anything. Those hoping that once Trump fades, that the GOP will return to some semblance of normalcy better not hold their breath. The heir apparent to Trump is Governor DeSantis of Florida, who is just as much a would-be authoritarian, but smarter and more disciplined. Maybe one day we will see the emergence of a sane center-right Republican Party again, but the GOP in its current form is a direct threat to our democratic system and must be defeated.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.